2013 Fall CCB Conference and Convention Resolution Summary, Jeff Tom, Resolutions Committee Chair. The following seven resolutions were adopted at the Fall 2013 California Council of the Blind Conference and Convention. Page 17. Resolution 2013-B1 commended the State Board of Guide Dogs for the Blind for its 65-year history of ensuring the highest quality of instruction by the three guide dog schools in California and for its recent decision to amend its regulations to require schools to obtain written authorization prior to the release of personal contact information or the image of students in training or videos submitted to the board. The resolution also urges the board to further amend its regulations and or seek legislation to do the following. 1. Permit the provision of follow-up services by instructors for periods of no more than 2 weeks at a time to guide dog handlers who receive training from schools outside the state which have current certification by the International Guide Dog Federation. 2. Require the production and dissemination through the three guide dog schools in California and on the board's website of a fact sheet describing the board's arbitration authority, its role in assisting handlers who are victims of alleged guide dog discrimination, and the purpose for the board itself. 3. Require that a fixed percentage, at least one-third of the members of the board, be current guide dog handlers. Page 18, finally, the resolution provided that if the board appears to be unwilling to support the above recommendations, CCB gives serious consideration to withdrawing its long-standing support for the board when it is next considered for legislative sunsetting in 2017. Resolution 2013-B2 required that CCB seek reintroduction and passage of Assembly Bill 238 of the 2007-08 regular session, which would include prescribed reader services within those services provided under the In-Home Supportive Services, or IHSS, program. Resolution 2013-B3 requests the legislature to examine the issue of whether the state procurement monitoring and oversight functions of the Department of General Services, DGS, along with the associated percentage of procurement funds transferred to DGS, should, in the case of the Department of Rehabilitation, be limited or eliminated. Resolution 2013-B4 thanks and commends each and every volunteer at the Fall 2013 Conference and Convention of the California Council of the Blind. Resolution 2013-B5 requires that this organization advocate with the legislature, the governor, and the Department of Rehabilitation in order to reverse the long-standing failure of the state to identify, pursue, and develop new BEP locations, as well as to vigorously strive to retain existing locations. Page 19. Resolution 2013-B6 affirmed that since its inception, the statewide affiliate for Guide Dog Handlers has continuously operated under the name of Guide Dog Users of California, or GDUC. The resolution further provided that the organization that has applied for registration as Guide Dog Users of California with the Office of the California Secretary of State on September 11, 2013, is not and never was the CCB statewide affiliate bearing that name, and required a letter accompanied by a copy of this resolution be sent via certified mail to the applicant at 6043 Ralston Avenue, Richmond, California, 94805, and to the agent for service, LegalZoom.com, demanding that the organization, filing the registration with the California Secretary of State on September 11, 2013, for incorporation of Guide Dog Users of California, Inc., immediately withdraw this unauthorized filing or relinquish control of the resulting corporation to the board of directors of the duly authorized CCB statewide affiliate to which the name of Guide Dog Users of California has always been associated. The resolution provided that if this filing is withdrawn or the corporate entity relinquished, the individuals who made this filing be encouraged to join in the revitalization of GDUC, but required that if the individuals associated with this application fail to comply with CCB's demands within 10 calendar days of the receipt of the letter sent pursuant to this resolution. Page 20. 1. Copies of this resolution be sent to specified officials and organizations in order to make them aware of this situation, and 2. The CCB Board of Directors, in consultation with GDUC, consider what other actions are available and appropriate to bring about a satisfactory resolution to this situation. Resolution 2013-B7 extended the organization's profound appreciation to the hotel staff of the San Diego Del Mar Hotel for their outstanding work.